This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
3 o'clock hour on 104.3 FM, WQAM. You got the good news, you got the bad news kind of day. Bad news, Chop Robinson got carted off.
Mm-hmm.
Good news, he put on Instagram that he's fine. Everything's going to be fine. Bad news, Dolphins got outplayed, outhandled by the Lions at joint practice. Good news, Matt Mervis is a D-back. So, you know, you look at the good news, you look at the bad news. He's part of the Diamondbacks organization, by the way. I don't know exactly where he's playing. It's not going to be in the bigs, but as Mike Cugno just texted me, we are so D-back. And we are Mervis Militia. We are D-back. So excited.
For sure, we're the only show in the nation that follows a minor league player.
Yes, there's no question. But, you know, the tweet that I saw, the Arizona Diamondbacks have signed Matt Mervis to a minor league contract. The first baseman has a .267 batting average, along with 196 extra base hits throughout his minor league career.
Yeah.
God, Jax. What?
And the pitchers leave the game and go work the night shift at a gas station.
I don't think you know what the minor league is all about. And by the way, he was doing that in the major leagues as well.
And they just, oh, they gave up on him, the whole league.
No, shadow banned.
the league.
Shadow banned. Yeah, you've seen it. The NFL, collusion, MLB, shadow banning happens, man. Open your eyes.
He's the MLB Shadur Sanders.
Open your eyes, man. If your eyes aren't open, they're closed.
Okay, Denzel.
And when your eyes aren't closed, are closed, you ain't seeing. You see?
Staring at me deep in my eyes.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You see? You see?
You'll never play in the
Crowder's in Detroit. Boots on the ground for joint practices. You'll be there for tomorrow's practice as well?
No. Leaving, going to Indianapolis. Going to do the Colts tomorrow.
That's right.
Yeah, but just walked past. Just wanted to go to the bathroom during the break and walk past Dan Campbell. He is a massive human being.
Is he just like, just massive?
Jack, huge,
huge,
shirt,
shoulders.
Yeah, like a big, and then, you know, just solid. Like, you know, you give him the hug and his just body is like a, hitting a wall. Yeah, he's a big dude.
Should have just yelled out Oklahoma drill, because I feel like he'll just jump right into it.
Immediately start doing it. Right. Yeah.
3-point like, stance.
Immediately start doing it.
We went to his press conference, just a man of manly man. Just
everything about him exudes manliness. There's no parts of him where you're like, huh. That, because remember when he gave his Starbucks order? Mm-hmm. It was like 7 double espressos.
Yeah.
That's enough caffeine to take down a horse.
Right? I mean, crazy. That's a crazy amount of caffeine. He's like, yeah, every morning.
Yeah. All right. Hey, are you is your team, everybody gonna practice? Are you gonna try to work guys in and out? You play football to play football. That's why you're here. Like just aggressive speak, which I like. I enjoy it.
You know what he gets for coffee in the morning? He stops by Dunkin' Donuts. You know those things they have for like the office? Those wood
box of Joe.
Yeah, box of Joe, the cardboard containers. He drinks that like a cup. He just and it looks like a cup in his hand. He just drinks it. He had to outfit his car with a drink holder that fit Dunkin' Donuts box of Joe.
Like, wow, Dan, very kind of you to bring that in for the entire office. Like, no, this is
what did I bring?
This is mine.
Funny. All right, let's do headlines. Will Manso is going to join us this hour. We'll talk some Dolphins with him. Headlines are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Let me just get through this and say whatever you want. Doral VW just broke it. Because when I start a good joke, I like to finish it. Doral VW just broke the rules of gravity.
Crater.
How deep?
How much gravity did
How much gravity?
Break?
How much
so gravity? Much gravity that prices are falling so fast, we're checking for a crater.
Crater.
Volkswagens, priced like they lost their minds. Doral VW, buckle up. No one sells for less. No one.
I think Dan Campbell ate Mike McDaniel for lunch. they have the little head coach meeting pre-practice. You know, they kind of talk about the scheduling. It looked like a father with his son.
Because big guys like that, like, they don't say it, but you know his text thread is all big guys. Like, it's just, like, you have to meet certain requirements. Like, Kimbo Camper can be on it, you know? Like, you have to meet certain size requirements. I have a tough time believing that he could respect anyone in the game of football the size of Mike McDaniel. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying that's fair or not. And obviously, I'm a small guy, so I respect a small guy who makes his way in a big guy's sport. But there's no way Dan Campbell can look at Mike McDaniel and think to himself, oh, this guy's going to out-football knowledge me. Yeah, okay. Enjoy your books.
He got his arms crossed. McDaniel has on, you know, his off-white ones. This dude's here wearing all team issue. Yeah. It was a... There's a difference in life approach, I would say.
Like Dan Campbell wears joggers, but it's because double XL is just too short on him.
I can't imagine they have much in common, right?
What could they possibly have in common?
The heartbeats and they breathe oxygen.
Like, you know, because like Campbell's one of those guys. I'm sure it's like Bo Camper. Got his war stories, man. Joe Rose. Got their football war stories, man.
Yeah.
Mike McDaniel, like, he's been around the game for his entire life.
Yeah.
What were people texting me yesterday? Was he a DB in college?
Mike McDaniel?
Yeah.
No, wasn't he the Broncos ball boy?
Yeah.
But that's not college. That's the Broncos.
He played football?
He played in college. I think he played D1 football.
At Yale? He went to Yale, didn't he?
Is that where he went?
I didn't know that.
I thought McDaniel went to Yale. He's a smart guy.
He wasn't a great tackler. I can guarantee you that.
He did go to Yale.
Did he play college football there?
I don't know.
All right.
They don't play college. They don't play football at Yale.
Yeah, they do.
They do. It's a storied program.
Yeah, but like they don't actually play football. Like they have a football team, but what they're doing is not football. Come on. It's Yale. Bunch of dweebs.
What'd you do this morning? Shoulder day.
He was a wide receiver at reps. Yale. He was a wide receiver at Yale.
What'd you do, Mike?
Sudoku.
But he was a wide receiver in college. Played D1 football.
Yeah. They just play the size. He can call an offense. If this doesn't work out, he'll be a OC somewhere if this head coach thing doesn't work out.
He's going to be a head coach. I think he's got what it takes to be a head coach. I'm just saying, I think Dan Campbell looks at him and says, come on, this is football.
I think football is swing like Dan Quinn in Washington, Dan Campbell here, Vrabel. I think football swinging back to that meathead, whatever you want to call it. I think football's headed back that way.
Well, it belongs there, I think, kind of.
Yeah, those little offensive gurus. I think that little cute phrase is about to slide up out of this game.
So Mike McDaniel, 2004, was listed at 5'9", 175.
No statistics available for this player.
Yeah, my computer's glitching as well when it comes to the stats.
Oh, there's an ESPN article, Untold Stories of Mike McDaniel, the football player.
Mm. Wore number 28, by the way.
Was he sweet?
He walked onto the football team, where former teammates and coaches told ESPN he immediately displayed an acumen for the game and ability to teach that set him apart from his teammates.
Hmm.
All told, McDaniel spent 4 years as a wide receiver at Yale, 2 on the JV team, before being elevated to varsity his junior year.
I didn't know they had JV in college.
They don't. His name may not show up in the Yale stat book, but McDaniel established himself as a leader, a player coach, a film room guru, and pound for pound, one of the strongest players on the team.
Yeah.
A picture of him Jimmy just sent us. Yeah, he looks good. He looks like a football player.
The JV guy that wants to tell me how to play football.
He never saw the field.
Hmm,
are you sure?
Yeah, it says he attended the school and continued his football dream as a player, but quickly realized he was a long shot to ever see the field.
Mm.
Shadow ban.
They shadow banned him. They shadow banned him. Him, Matt Mervis, LeVar Ball, Stephen A. Smith.
They couldn't even give him like a Rudy possession.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
I mean, the guy spent 4 years, 4 years on the team, JV, and then varsity, junior and senior year. They couldn't give him one play. One play, one Rudy play. Throw him a little out route so he can catch a pass. That's kind of disrespectful, isn't it?
No. There's millions of guys that play college sports and never touch the field or court.
I don't know. Then cut him. Let him go play D2 or something.
Cut him off the JV team at Yale? It's him running around in circles. Who cares? We need to save this locker space, Mike.
That's kind of sad. I don't know, man. That's kind of sad. Guy spent 4 years. They're talking about his football acumen.
He
was a great
teammate.
He's not lying
about it, though. I mean, you're lying about your athletic prowess all the time. At least he's straight up.
Yeah, but at least I played. At least I played.
Did you?
And guess what? I didn't go play D1 for 4 years and not get a single minute. I mean, that's sad.
Well, how many couldn't?
How many scholarship offers?
Well, neither could he.
Wait a second. You're making it sound like you chose not to play D1.
Mike McDaniel and I have one thing in common. Didn't log a single minute as a D1 athlete.
So, Solana, so you were one of the best goalkeepers in Dade County, correct?
Yeah, that's accurate. That is an objectively accurate statement.
No, that's not objectively
that
accurate.
That is objectively
accurate. How is that objectively accurate?
I was one of the four best goalkeepers in Miami-Dade County.
And no scholarship offers.
Fourth team all day. I did have a scholarship offer. One, to Ave Maria University in South Florida. That's a true statement. Ave Maria is a great program, bro. Get out of here.
Sun Conference.
I mean, yeah. You did not just say that. I swear.
Ave Maria offered me a scholarship. Wasn't paid.
I'd like to see the letter. Wait, it wasn't paid?
No. Just I had a spot on their team.
Well, that's not a scholarship. What are you talking about?
It wasn't a full ride, Hawk. It wasn't a full ride.
It wasn't paid at all.
Was it a half ride? A quarter ride?
Yeah.
So, in other words, they sent you a brochure? Like every college sends graduating high school students.
I don't understand how this turned into something about me. I was just
crushing Mike McDaniel. He played D1 football. You're crushing him.
First of all, he didn't play D1 football. And I'm not crushing him. On the contrary, I'm saying this guy spent 4 years at Yale. He showed great acumen as a leader. Clearly, that's what they told the ESPN in this article. And they couldn't even throw him a bone, play one possession at Yale. That's disrespectful.
But wait a second.
I'm not crushing him. Poor guy. Well, that sucks.
A college, though, a local college sent you a brochure.
Well, don't
come
say local
here.
College. Ave Maria. Ave Maria is a legitimate university in the state of Florida.
That's fine. Lynn University in Boca is a legitimate university, but it's a local college. I'm not mischaracterizing it by calling it a local college. Yeah, they send DJ a brochure as well.
He should have transferred to Ave Maria.
I mean, the ease with which he lies is
I'm not lying.
You
I'm
said you had a scholarship offer.
I did get offered a scholarship to go play. I did, 100%.
No money? You know what scholarship means?
It
means
I just meant it wasn't a full ride at Ave Maria.
What portion was the ride? How much?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Well, how much
12,
is it
13
to go there?
Years ago.
$40?
No, it's a private university, bill? Jackass. Hey, sure, it was expensive to go to Ave Maria.
I'm gonna slide him a 10.
Great,
there you go,
man.
Brother.
The way you guys just disrespectful to a fourth team all-day goalkeeper.
Not disrespectful. You emphatically stated that you had a scholarship offer from a college. You did.
I did.
Not. You
I
received
did.
A brochure in the mail.
I did not receive a brochure.
Don't
the
come
coach.
And they don't say bulk mail rate up in the corner. That's not how scholarship offers arrive.
I don't know what this has to do with the fact that poor Mike McDaniel. I mean, this guy spent 4 years at Yale, walked on to the university football team, showed excellent acumen as a leader and as a teammate.
Do you think that his parents just said to him, "Hey, look, Alex, you got a scholarship offer. This probably isn't the right place for you, but you did it. You got like, did they do that, or
That's
did
exactly.
he go to them and say, "Hey, I got a scholarship offer," and they're like, "Of course you did. Of course you did."
Like,
how do you think that transpired?
That's exactly what happened.
Do you have a letter from them offering you a scholarship?
I'm sure I did. I don't know. I could probably check.
I would love to see that.
And you turned down the money.
The money.
The scholarship
money.
Money.
The free college money.
Yeah, the free money. Like, why would you pay to go to college when you had a ride?
And well, I literally,
you play
I had
soccer,
a free,
which is what your passion was.
But I didn't want to play soccer collegiately. My brother went to a school in Kansas City. He had a full ride to go play college soccer. And truthfully, I wasn't enamored with that lifestyle. Like, he went, lived in a small little town in Kansas City. I didn't want to do that. And guess what? I went to FIU. I got paid to go to FIU. And I had a great time.
I like how you're making it sound like you had the opportunity, like you had the same opportunity that Daniel had, but it didn't appeal to you, so you didn't do it. You didn't, what do you mean? It didn't appeal to you. It didn't matter. You weren't going there. No one offered you a scholarship.
I did get offered a scholarship, but
no,
that's fine.
You didn't.
I don't know what this has to do with me. Like you're so
you're the one who stated I had a scholarship offer. I'm just trying to figure out if that's real. It doesn't sound real to me.
I'm sad for Mike McDaniel. That's what this is about. It has nothing to do with me.
What college coach is flipping through the newspaper and sees honorable mention all others Dade County and says that's my guy
others.
Right there
it
that's
wasn't
my guy.
All others
so you have
Mabel,
you have
Mabel find this guy's number and get him on the blower because he's coming to Ave Maria
for Maria letterhead huh.
Man.
Hell of an athlete, Solana.
Poor Mike McDaniel, man. Well, you guys disrespect him. Messed up, man. Poor Mike McDaniel.
What did y'all eat to celebrate your scholarship off? Y'all like went out to eat or
so who took you under his wing at the school to show you around and did they bring you in during a big game to kind of try to sell it to you?
No, I turned down the meet and greet. I turned it down. I turned down the campus offer. I want to drive out there. It wasn't a good fit.
Oh, goodness.
Sure, what you learn?
Not sure what this has to do with anything, man. I mean, I just feel bad for Mike McDaniel. Man.
You said I had a full ride.
I didn't say that. I didn't say I had a full ride.
You had a scholarship offer.
I did. There's several different types of scholarships. You can get offered a scholarship.
What tier scholarship?
You can get offered a scholarship, and it doesn't mean you're offered a full ride.
DJ's got scholarship money. DJ's got some Bobo scholarship.
It's not Bobo. Just because you say it's Bobo doesn't make it a Bobo scholarship offer.
Everyone, by your, okay, but by your description, every college student essentially is on scholarship.
No, that's not true. You could be offered a spot on a team, on a collegiate team, and they could try to help you financially. That is a scholarship. If you walk on to a team like Mike McDaniel did,
It's called the walk-on.
No, if they offer you a spot on the team and they're going to give you percentage off of what you pay, that's a scholarship. If you go to the school without any guarantee that you're going to play on their team and you try out for the team, you make the team, that's called walking on. It's a good school, Hawk. It's a good school.
Well, at least I got my roster spot secured around their tumbleweeds. There's no one else there in one Kona ice truck.
And I'm sweeping up.
Oh, mad at us.
You had a full ride as a janitor.
Wrap it up so we can talk with Will Manso.
Oh, now you want to wrap it up. Okay. 327.
I could do this for the next hour, Jack. Don't tempt me.
The Marlins play tonight. Yuri's on the mound. And Drake Callender traded to Charlotte. And Federico Redondo, is headed to Elche in La Liga. So Inter Miami is down two players.
All right.
Your weather, 90 degrees. Tonight the lows will be in the upper 70s. Back to the guy who didn't have any scholarship offers, Mark Ockman.
Thank you, guy who also didn't have any scholarship offers.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Salon's going to tweet out, I was today years old when I found out I didn't get a scholarship offer.
No, I mean, you guys go ahead. You guys go ahead. Diminish. You know, one of the proudest moments of my life. Go ahead. Go ahead. Based off absolutely zero knowledge. Go ahead. You guys diminish it.
Fair enough. I don't know what to do. Will Manso. Will
Manso. He was not on the team. Oh, goodness.
Oh. Alex, if you check in the middle of the penny saver, I think your scholarship offer's in there. Oh, yeah. Ave Maria. Brochure. All right, Will Manso's going to join us in the next segment. We're going to talk Dolphins with him. We're going to save ourselves.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I would love to have a cup of coffee and a piece of pie with Mike McDaniel at Denny's.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters
and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
The end of the scholarship conversation, because we're going to talk with Will Manso. But our friend Stu Hornsby, you remember Stu Hornsby, Crowder?
Where from?
Longtime listener of the radio stations. Used to do photography work sometimes for the Dolphins. Anyway, you'd know him if you met him, Stu Hornsby. He said, very rarely are scholarship letters addressed Alejandro Solana or current resident.
<It's> cute, Stu.
Man.
Moving on. All right. Will Manso is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline, sports anchor and reporter for WPLG Local 10 here in Miami. You see him on FanDuel Sports Network, son, for Heat games. Heat announced some preseason exhibition games in Puerto Rico. Are you going to Puerto Rico? Do you think, Will?
I'm not sure. I made the pitch, so now I just have to wait for my boss to say whether we're doing it or not. But trust me, it was the first thing I said when I found out they were going.
Yeah. Who'd you pitch it to? Local 10 or to FanDuel?
Local 10, because I figured if I could get it through Local 10, I could do a combo deal. So it's perfect. It's like, you know, a little twofer.
Double dip. Yeah, a little double dip.
Exactly.
I like that a lot. Let's talk Dolphins. So they had, and we know today, Chop Robinson was carted off. Mm-hmm. He says he's fine on Instagram, so that's good news. Crowder is there in Detroit. He witnessed the joint practice today. He said Dolphins definitely got outplayed, put it mildly. Do you glean a lot from preseason and joint practices, or could the team be completely – there seems to be a little panic in the air today from Dolphins fans, and I don't think it's warranted this early and with this little information, but I wonder what you feel like you can actually glean from the joint practice with Chicago, preseason game one, now one joint practice with Detroit.
You know, it's one of those things where I have to get in the middle of it, because if I look at it this way, I don't make a lot of it. I'm not saying that it's pointless, but I don't make a lot of it, because look at the flip side. If Tyreek had practiced and Waddle was full strength, you know, they're all going and the Dolphins are moving the ball around in the red zone and they're looking great against the Lions, who I think we can all agree are a Super Bowl contender. I'm not going to sit here and say, oh my God, I think the Dolphins are a Super Bowl contender based off that. So the flip side of that is, based off them not having a good performance today from all accounts, including Channing, I don't think it's going to be one of those things where I'm going to panic and say, oh my God, they're going to win three games. But we know the way things are now with social media and with everybody. I mean, it's easy to panic, But I don't feel any differently than I did before. I think this is a team that has a lot of issues. It has a lot of concerns going into the season that looks like a team that could win maybe 8-9 games, maybe not more. And certainly if things break the wrong way, be much worse than that. But today isn't going to change my mind on that.
And well, something that Hawken, we were talking about earlier, with like getting tough, is that changing your identity? Because Hawk had a good point. Like, we watch them score, you know, be one of the top offenses in the league by doing the cutesy stuff and the resets and all the motions and jet sweeps. But they want to get tough. I don't know if that's an identity change or just a personnel issue.
Yeah, it's almost like what we talked about a couple of weeks ago about culture, right? Like, you could say culture, you could say toughness, you could say physicality, but you got to go on the field and do it. And if the Dolphins go out and win games, I don't think, you know, Dolphins get up to a 5-1 start and they're scoring 28 points a game and they look like the Mike McDaniel offense we saw early when he got here. No one is going to be saying, oh, they got tougher. You know, it's just going to be they got better. I mean, they're playing well. So I don't think the Dolphins' identity has to be physicality or toughness. But I think in a sport that's brutal, yeah, you got to be a little tough, right? I mean, you can't be a football team and not have some toughness to you. Like, they're even the finesse, the quote-unquote finesse teams that do things with motion and movement and speed and all that stuff, have some toughness to them. So I don't think it's a flip you could just switch. I don't think it's a person you can just bring in or an attitude. I think it's just a cumulative thing of guys just going out and executing, and that'll lead to production, which then all of a sudden makes, oh, they're a tougher, mentally tough, better culture team.
Hey, Will, what are your expectations for this team 2 weeks now into training camp? Because, you know, maybe I did get a little carried away from the reports today that the Dolphins were severely outplayed in all facets of joint practice today with Detroit. But it's the second straight joint practice that I see that the Dolphins just aren't up to snuff with the team they're going up against. And my expectations, truthfully, weren't very high coming in to this season anyway. So I just wonder, like, what are – In your mind, realistic expectations for this team?
You know, I'm going to sound like most Dolphins fans, right, you know, for the last two decades plus that have watched this team or in media covered this team. My expectations for this team are always the same. 8-9 wins, you know, maybe a little better, maybe a little worse. I mean, that's the hole they've been stuck in. And when you look at what they've done this offseason, the changes they've made, I've said, you know, we say it all the time. Tua's healthy, they're a competitive team. Tua gets hurt, they're done. You know, and that's I think that's a pretty fair statement, right? I don't think they're terrible. If Tua's starting and healthy and he's got Tyreek and Waddle and weapons, I don't think they're a terrible football team. The problem is I just don't think they're a very good football team either. And when I say good, I mean to the level of the teams that can compete with the Lions and be a legitimate contender and you know, on the flip side in the AFC with the teams we've talked about that have talent. So my expectations are the same. I mean, this is a team that I think can be in that 8-10 win pocket that's certainly a playoff contender if things fall right. And if Tua misses games like he has in the past, gets hurt, things happen, it could go downhill. I think the bigger question, guys, is if that happens or if this team is just mediocre middle of the pack again, what does it mean for Mike McDaniel? What does it mean for his future? He just got an extension last year at this time. Remember that right before the season last year, they made a commitment to him again. I don't know if he survives this. I think it's a legitimate question whether you have to pivot from McDaniel if things don't go the way they want it to go. There are a lot of things in play, but my opinion of them remains the same. This is 8-9-10 win team if everything goes their way.
Well, what's the parameter of it going their way enough to retain him? A playoff appearance?
Yeah.
A playoff win?
I think
you've
got to make the playoffs. Yes. Look, a playoff win, we talk about this all the time, 25 years, right? I mean, to sit here and say that the only way Mike McDaniel comes back next year is if they win a playoff game for a team that hasn't won a playoff game in a quarter of a century, that's a really tough ask. I think they have to make the playoffs. I think they have to be a team that makes the playoffs, has a chance, is competitive in the playoffs. Obviously, you want to win a game. I don't think the fine line can be, though, win a playoff game or you're done. I mean, they have to look like a team. And also the circumstances around making the playoffs, do you have two available? Do you have them healthy? Those are things that I think are going to fall into place. But, yeah, I think making the playoffs is a fair thing to ask a coach now, you know, a few years into his regime with a quarterback that I think we can all agree on is a very good quarterback that you can win games with.
But what if, because we know McDaniel runs the offense, what if the offense is rolling? Like you said, 28, 30 points a game, but they're still losing 35-30.
Yeah.
Can you put that on McDaniel? You know what I'm saying? Where if his offense gets going, but now you're going to get rid of him because the defense can't play or, you know, something like that. Is there a way that they don't make the playoffs, but the offense is so good that they can keep him around?
I think the only way that would happen is if there's some sort of a collapse. Like, you know, if the offense is good, I just don't see a situation where if Tua stays healthy for majority of the season, hopefully 17 games, but even, you know, 16 games, misses a game or two at most, and they play the way they can play offense and the way you're referencing, I think at least this is a 10-win team, 9-10 win team. If the defense – look, Anthony Weaver, I have a lot of faith in him. I like this guy. I think he's got the right system. We got the scare today with Chop, and hopefully he's okay, like you referenced, that he's going to be okay based on his Instagram. I love their front. We all know their secondary is a question mark. We all are wondering what that's going to be like. But if their defense falls apart, and that's the issue, I still think it falls to the head coach, because the head coach is part of, getting the people you bring in, bringing Anthony Weaver, bringing in the guy that hopefully could turn the defense. In the end, it stops with him. And you can't make excuses for coaches. You have to say, hey, you got to win. You got to produce. You got to be competitive. And this is a big year for him to show that.
I'm going to tell you, Will, Amon-Ra St. Brown looked like Jerry Rice today.
Yeah, but he is a dog. That guy's incredible.
Well, he must have scored 9 touchdowns at practice today. No exaggeration. He was killing them.
I mean, look, I this is one of those things too, right? Remember last year the conversation, the offensive line and Chris Greer, the whole, everybody made a big deal. Like you guys are more concerned than we are. I mean, I get the sense they're feeling that way. I get the secondary, and I hate the thought that this time next year we're going to be having a conversation where, like, well, we told you so. Like, we may not be the smartest in the media, and fans may not know every inside detail, but I think you don't have to be a fan or in the media to know that this secondary is a huge, huge question mark, and that I've got to think opposing wide receivers like St. Brown and others are going to be salivating at the thought of going up against the Dolphins.
I'm getting spy reports from Clay Ferrero there at Local 10 while you're doing this interview that as you were conversing with us about the Dolphins, Dookie Lang just thought you were speaking to him. And so after you would say something about the Dolphins, Dookie Lang would respond into the air thinking he was having a conversation with you. True or false?
I mean, that happens at least 10 times a day. I mean, I'll be talking about, honey, don't worry, I'll be home soon. What's that? Yeah, I'm not talking to you, honey. It's a different honey. I don't know. That's David Clay, 24 hours a day.
Yeah, Clay says that he, first question, he just, Dookie launched into his own answer to responding to what you said, but no one was paying attention.
Welcome to Loco 10. Welcome to Loco 10. Take the L off. It's just Loco 10.
How's everything going there with all the new sports content you guys are putting out?
It's a lot. It's been fun. It kind of rejuvenates you when you have more content, you have more time, and you don't have to worry about cutting time, but it's a lot. I mean, we're thankful that there's sports going on now. Like the dead of summer, 2 months ago, this is going to be tough. But I mean, now we did the Saturday night show, the Sunday night show, we got colleges going, we got Casey out there reporting, me and Clay. I mean, it's fun. It's a lot of work, but it's fun. So far, so good.
If you're looking for a human interest story, Matt Mervis has been signed by the Arizona Diamondbacks organization.
Listen, I'm never following any of your stories after you show. I didn't sleep last night thinking of those leather pants David Lee Roth had on that video you sent me last night.
Oh, my God. Was that not crazy?
I mean, Jenny, did you see the video? Did you see the up-close video of a 70-year-old man in tight leather pants with his everything showing in these leather pants?
Oh, no, and I got a bad stomach. Hawk knows I got a bad stomach, Will.
He sent me this video, and first thing I see, I mean, it was a tight shot of him. I'm like, why is a 70-year-old man, why is there any man wearing pants that tight and leathery? But, I mean, still, 70-year-old man, I
you know who, worst you know thing who I've ever put seen. It on? I'm showing it to Crowder and Solana right now, but you know who put it on Twitter last night? It was Joe Shad.
Oh, that's right.
Joe Shad was making the comment, what's worse to watch, like an aging rocker who's lost his voice and doesn't look good, or the aging athlete who doesn't realize that he just doesn't have it anymore?
No, the rocker. I think the rocker, because an aging athlete's never going to be 70. You know what I mean? Like, an aging athlete might be 35, 40.
That's a good point.
But you're not going to see a guy, running routes at 72.
That's a good point.
Definitely the rocker.
Yeah, it's rough. I'll send you guys the video if you want to see it, but I don't imagine that you
just
do.
Just delete it. No, lock it.
Will Manso, go back and speak with Dookie Lang. He's got.
Yeah, he's waiting for me. All right, guys.
All right, Will Manso from Local 10. 4 o'clock hour's coming up.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
You have Tua? You can make Tua Tartar.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.